Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday Evening Bible Study. I'm Pastor Joe Brazino here at Locust Grove Church, and we're gonna conclude our series on God, the Holy Spirit. Hasn't this been rich? Hasn't this been enlightening? Wow, are we dependent on the Holy Spirit? Maybe let me rephrase that. Shouldn't we be dependent on the Holy Spirit? Don't we need the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives as much as we need the Father and the Son? You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit gets a bad rap because, simply put, people don't know much about Him. And, you know, because He kind of serves, listen carefully, I'm going to explain why, He serves in a hidden capacity. You know, the Son always brings glory to the Father, and the Spirit always brings glory to Christ, and nobody really exalts the Spirit. But He is as much God as God the Father. He is as much God as God the Spirit. Jesus was the one that really explained different ministries of the Holy Spirit to His disciples, to His original 12. And, you know, after the cross and after the resurrection and ascension, then, you know, Paul the Apostle and Peter, to some extent, were given great revelation regarding the Holy Spirit. And so tonight we're going to explore a very helpful ministry of the Holy Spirit, and that is the ministry of where He is intercessor. You know, one of the words that Jesus used to describe the Holy Spirit in the Greek language, it was the word parakletos. Parakletos, one called alongside us to help us. I love that definition. He is called, the Holy Spirit is called alongside you to help you. He is called alongside me to help me. Man, would you agree with me that in life there are many times when we need help? Amen to that. I can raise both hands and both feet, but I'd fall on my tush on the floor. But anyway, you know, the Holy Spirit is an essential person of the Godhead that we must have in our lives, or in His work, His ministries active in our lives. And so that's what we've done this teaching. We're concluding it tonight. Okay, so if you can open your Bible with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to go fast because I'm going to share some thoughts that are very, very important, very vital about the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8. Once again, I'm reading out of the New King James Version. And we're going to read a couple of verses, okay? We're going to jump into, I'm jumping into the middle of a thought where Paul the Apostle, in verses 22 through 25, he talks about the whole creation groaning. You know, we've seen what Jesus called the labor pains of the end times. We're seeing those unfold. You know, it said there would be many earthquakes. We've had earthquakes everywhere in different places in the world, of course. Different famines. He even said there would be different plagues, pestilences, pandemics. Well, hello, 2020. We're in the middle of one. Thankfully, from what I hear, is we've already peaked and we're on the good side of the downward slope of that curve that technology, and you know, we're all trying to flatten by staying home. But Jesus called that. And so Paul used different words, but kind of the same concept, that the whole creation was groaning. And he uses that word groaning as someone in labor, you know, like a woman in labor, with labor pains and groaning, trying to push so that that baby can slowly, she can give birth to that baby. So it says that, and then we're going to jump into verse 26. It says here, likewise, or in the same manner, listen carefully, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Notice verse 27. Now He who searches the hearts and knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Wow. I just laid a 15-ounce filet mignon steak on your spiritual plate. And so we're going to have to take our spiritual forks and our spiritual knives and just kind of cut little pieces so we can ingest it, okay? First off, what I want to say is that here it says that the Holy Spirit in verse 26 also helps our weaknesses. We cannot overlook that word helps, especially in the Greek. It's suna antilambanomai. It's a participle. He takes hold. This is the definition in the Greek. The Holy Spirit takes hold together with us against our weaknesses. I love that. He takes hold together with us against our weaknesses. Now, have you ever felt in your Christian journey, in your journey of faith, that you were kind of winging it out on your own? You felt lonely. You felt helpless. Some of us have had the stuffing beaten out of us spiritually. Can I get a witness? I've been there too many times, believe me. And you know, and we feel alone, but this verse says that we're not alone. The paraclete, the comforter, the helper has come to help us. That is, the definition of help is he's come alongside us to take hold together with us against our weakness. Now, to illustrate that, there's an organ here to my right. You can't see it in the camera. And to my 4 o'clock, there's a piano. Well, I don't have the strength within me to lift that piano on my own, but if I summon the help of this gentleman, Mr. Gene, he is strong as an ox and smart as a whip. If he was to help me, then we could move either of those instruments without question, because he was there to take hold together with me against the weight of those instruments, okay? Now, that's what the Holy Spirit does when there are weaknesses so strong in our lives. Listen carefully, church family. Sometimes there are weaknesses so strong in our lives that we're overwhelmed by our weaknesses. We're overcome by them time and time and time again. And so the Holy Spirit is present in our lives to take hold together with us against that weakness. Now, the context of these two verses, 26 and 27, is not knowing how to pray exactly. So could we admit this evening that one of the weaknesses that we have is not knowing, in some situations, not knowing what to pray for? You know, sometimes I learned a long time ago. I remember, I'll never forget, when I was in college, and we would have hall meeting. You know, all the dudes had their own dormitory, all the gals had their own dormitories. There were different men's dormitories, different ladies' dormitories. And every Monday night, we would gather together to go over, you know, new rules or whatever about the hall or any events coming up regarding the dormitory, et cetera, et cetera. And we would always invariably begin with prayer. And I remember somebody brought up a prayer concern about a family member back home, and I'll never forget our spiritual leader. He was the resident advisor there. I'll never forget the prayer he prayed. In fact, it really stuck with me because the need was so dire. It was so urgent, and it was so tragic that I heard this gentleman say, he was in his 20s, but he said, "Father, have mercy." And wow, just those three words have always stuck with me. Sometimes when I don't know what to pray for, that's all I'll pray. Father, have mercy. That's all I can muster up. You know, sometimes some needs are so staggering and the pressure is so hard on people. Wow. But the promise here in verse 26 is that the Holy Spirit's ministry is such. Notice carefully, He will intercede through us. He will intercede through us with groanings or words that cannot be uttered in intelligible language. Interesting. Another definition of that word groanings in the Greek language is sighs. Have you ever had your heart ever burdened so much that all you could do was just take a deep sigh? And I don't mean a sigh of relief. You know, sometimes we're there. And the Holy Spirit, I don't know how to describe this. I know it's happened within me, and I'm sure probably many of you it's happened to. You just didn't know what was happening. But the Holy Spirit was making intercession. He was taking hold together with you at that moment to pray for someone or to pray for a situation, he was taking hold together with you against your lack of understanding on how to pray. And somehow it felt like he placed a burden on your heart. Let me illustrate that. Many years ago, I served, it's a long time ago, 30 years ago, actually, 1990. And I was assistant pastor at a pretty good-sized church in Farmington, New Mexico. And we were at a youth group meeting, and one of our volunteers was explaining how the Holy Spirit kind of tapped her on the shoulder, as it were, one night. Her husband was flying home from a different city. You know, the husband was a contractor. He was a construction guy, had his own construction company, and he had some deals at a different place and was flying home. And such harsh weather hit, unbeknownst to the wife, was hitting that plane and was posing a danger to the passengers and the flight crew in that plane, on that plane, and or in that flight. And all of a sudden, she was alarmed for no reason, had a serious burden to pray for her husband. She didn't know what was going on. The Lord didn't bother to fill her in with the details. But she began to pray safety. She just began to pray, "Lord, I don't know what it is, but I just pray that he be okay. Watch over him, protect him." You know, I've had that done before. Sometimes I've woken up in the middle of the night and I've had to pray for my daughters. Or the Lord's brought someone to my mind that I haven't even had contact with for decades. And I begin praying, and all I could pray was like, "Lord, have mercy. I don't know how to pray, Lord, but I have this burden on my heart," you know. And eventually that burden went away, and true to form, something was going to happen, or something could have happened, was prevented because we listened to the Holy Spirit's promptings to pray for that person. Now, that's a very powerful ministry, church family, and I want to encourage you to keep your spiritual antennas up, because you never know when the Holy Spirit might place a burden on you for no reason. And you need to listen. We need to start praying, not out of fear, but pray out of faith, and that God protect them. And he will, because he initiated that burden that he placed on your heart. It's very vital, you know. And so I want to bring attention to that. Just pray for people. You know, it is very, very important, this intercessory prayer, and that's what this is here, is intercessory prayer, that the Holy Spirit will pray through us for somebody else. Sometimes I have heard myself pray things that I know didn't come from me. I had to believe they were coming from the Holy Spirit. What was happening? The Holy Spirit was making intercession for somebody else through me, through my lips, through my tongue. He grabbed a hold of my thoughts and expressed something that when it came out of my mouth, it surprised me, because I knew it was like, whoa, that couldn't have been me, but wow, it startled me. And so it was the Holy Spirit. And it is important that we pray for other people. You know, a lot of people's Christian realm is, you know, "My name is Jimmy and I want you to give me. Or bless us for, close the door. You know, that's the extent of our prayers. And no, I think that the Lord wants to use us to pray for other people. You know, I have a very, very beautiful and godly lady in my life that, you know, we pray twice a day, at the very morning of every day and at the evening of our day. We dedicate our days individually to the Lord. And every time we pray for our children, pray for our grandchildren. You know, we lift them up to the Lord, and at the end of the day, we pray, "Lord, we pray that we glorified you through our day. Help us, use us to bless people, to bring the love of Jesus to others." And that is important, vitally important, this intercession thing, because people need help, and the Holy Spirit will place burdens on our hearts to pray for other people. So I want to encourage us to be aware of those promptings, aware of that. Verse 27, it says, "Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is." Well, who searches our hearts? God knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Holy Spirit, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. how precise are the Holy Spirit's intercessions? Sometimes that can't be uttered with words. Sometimes that cannot be uttered with intelligible words. Sometimes the Lord will pray through our personal spiritual prayer language for other people. We don't know, but He knows. And whatever He's using us to pray for others is being prayed in the sight of God as the perfect will of God for them. Wow. Couldn't have said it. I mean, how can you go wrong when the Holy Spirit prays through you like that and wants to use you to pray for others? There is great deliverances. There are great victories to be had for others on behalf if we just merely stand in the gap. You know, this morning I was reading out of the book of Kings, and I'll close on this thought, but I was reading Solomon. King Solomon was making, after he had dedicated the temple to the Lord, and what a magnificent temple it was, you know, and he began to pray for future generations, and he said, Lord, whenever these people become stiff-necked and rebellious, please, when you discipline them, excuse me, he said, if they repent and turn their hearts toward you, Lord, please, I ask you to please deliver them out of their misery, deliver them out of that judgment, deliver them, Lord, whatever they've done against your will. And he went on situation by situation, sin after sin after sin. And there's a line in there that I read this morning where Solomon said, you know, and I pray this, Lord, because we all sin. But how beautiful it was that someone was willing to stand in the gap. Wow. Are you and I those kind of people that were willing to stand in the gap and pray for others? You know, this afternoon I received a private message from a person that was a church member many years ago here in Illinois. And last week they had asked me to pray for their mother, because their mother was in a nursing home and the mother had been infected with COVID-19. And this person was, you know, because the mother is up in age, was concerned. So, you know, every day I made it my point to lift her sweet mother up. And this afternoon she private messaged me and she said, thank you, Pastor Joe. She said, my mom's been placed on the recovery list now. Praise the Lord. Wow. How important is it to pray, not just for our needs, church family, but to pray for others? Listen, this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your goodness. Help us, Lord, to absorb these truths that the Spirit wants to take hold together with us against our weaknesses, and one of which is ignorance and not knowing how to pray. He'll pray the perfect will of God through us with groanings, Lord, that cannot be understood, that we can't put words to, but Lord, we want to obediently serve. We want to continue to pray for others, Lord, as the Holy Spirit leads, in Jesus' name. Amen.